begin by thanking all of our sponsors for this morning's shiur, which I will have in just a moment. To thank our Talmud Torah sponsors for the month of Cheshvan, Stephen Tarizin, for dedicating all of Shimon Drashos this month as a schos for Reb Steve's father, Bunim Tzvi Ben Chaim Zichron Lebracha, on the occasion of his 20th yard site. Our week of learning sponsors, Kili and Jillian Goldberger, as a schos for Refuah Shalema for their son, Aaron Yeshaya Ben Rivka Esther. And Daf Yomi sponsors for today, Ayala and Sarah Steinberg, in the schos of a continued Refuah for Shulamis Chana Bas Susha. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, all of the Neshama Sadan Aliyah, the families in Nechama, all of those who need a refuah shavuot to the Kol Chol that Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu should continue to shower Besoros Tovos upon all of Am Yisrael. With that, let us begin. We have a lot to do today, a really great daf ahead of us, Baruch Hashem. So today's daf is Nun Beis 52, and we are picking up actually on Nun Beis. Amud Aleph, thank you Hashem for a short Amud Beis yesterday. So also we are picking up with Amud Rabbi Shmuel, which is, actually we did Rabbi Michelle yesterday. Yeah, we did Amud Rabbi Kiva, even better. Amud Rabbi Kiva, incredible. So which is 2, 4, 6, 8, I'm an easy sell, good. 10 lines down from the top. Amud Rabbi Kiva, the Gemara says, Uma shiari chata shem mechapen vein boin lechaper tu unagag. So remember again, Rabbi Kiva is like this. When it comes to Shine Rosh, remember again, we're still very much in an ongoing discussion about Shirayim. About Shirayim. Remember again, the leftover residual blood, which is poured out on the base of the Mizbeach. So Rabbi Kiva says like this. When it comes to Shiyarei Chatos, the leftover blood from the Chatos, which does not provide kapara, right? And we'll say again, we're going to see one of the discussions that we're going to be focusing on today, we have been focusing on up until now as well, is the status of Shirayim. Is Shirayim Ma'akev, not Ma'akev? Do you need to pour out the Shirayim on the base? Don't need to pour out the Shirayim on the base? Salocha Ma'is Rabbi Kiva is like this. One thing is clear, which is everyone agrees that Shirayim do not provide kapara. Certainly don't provide atonement. So the Gemara says, so shiari chatos, which do not provide kapara and do not come to affect kapara, tuuna gag yisod. Ultimately, again, require us, and we saw this is at the end of yesterday's daf, that when you pour the blood on the yisod, on the base, you pour it on the gag. Gag means, again, the top. Right, not the vertical part, but the horizontal part of the base. So tchilas ol shemechaperes uba'a lechaper eino din shetu'una gag yisod. Then certainly, again, when it comes to the actual blood applications of the ola, those also have to be applied on the horizontal part and not on the vertical part. Im kein matam lomar el yisod mizbach ha'ola. If that's the case, ultimately, why does the pasuk have to say to the yisod mizbach ha'ola? To which the Gemara says, ten yisod liz mizbach shal ola. So we'll say to teach us once again that halacha lamaisa, we saw this thing many times, that anything offered up on the mizbach ha'ola ultimately, again, has a din of shirayim poured out on the yisod. Okay, to which the Gemara says, effectively, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel that we saw at the end of yesterday's daf are essentially saying the same thing. So my ben, I was practical difference between them. We'll say, here we go, Ravada bar Ava, Shirayim ma'akvin ika benayu. Oh, the practical difference will be, ultimately, again, the Shirayim ma'akvin. So we'll say, so is the performance, or better stated, the pouring of Shirayim on the base of the Mizbeach, is this a karbanic necessity or not? That's the fundamental machlokes. Ravada bar Ava, Shirayim, good. Mar Sover Ma'akvi, Mar Sover Lo Ma'akvi, that's our machlokes. One opinion says that the pouring out of the remnant blood on the base of the Mizbeach is Ma'akiv. And ultimately, again, one says that it is not Ma'akiv. Rav Papa says no. The Kuli Alma, Shirayim in Ma'akvin. Rav Papa says that is not true. Everyone agrees that Shirayim is not Ma'akiv. And Rabbo say, I just want to highlight this for a moment because this is the halacha l'maaseh. Just you can underline this line. This is actually incredibly important because this is really the conclusion of the sugya, which is, although there is a mitzvah to pour out shirayim on the base of the mizbech, and remember again, what does that apply to? That pretty much applies to all karbanos. Whether it is a karban that is offered up on the mizbech, all of the outer mizbech, or it is a karban that is offered up ultimately again on the, or that has its blood out, achatas pnimi, that's done on the inside of the base of Mikdash, there is a mitzvah to pour out all of the remnant blood ultimately again on the base of the Mizbeach. Again, specifically the base that you encounter, as we saw in yesterday's daf, right when you walk out of the Ohel Moed, which is the western side of the Mizbeach. That's the mitzvah. However, if you did not do that, your karban is still effective. Even if you didn't do so, ultimately, again, your karban is still valid. That's what we mean when we say, Shirayim ein ma'akvin. Good. Now, we'll say, by the way, just quick chazara, as opposed to, by the way, for a karban offered up on the Mizbeach, or the outer Mizbeach, what is ma'akev? What is ma'akev? One blood application on the Mizbeach. All you need is one, and the karban is effective. Chatas panini inner Mizbeach, what do you need? Everything. Everything, right? All blood applications on the inside must be done. But whatever your karban is, pouring out of the remnant blood on the base of the Mizbeach, ultimately, again, is not ma'akev. Incredible. The Gemara says, so what's the machlok? It's very interesting. The hacha, the mitzvah chatas ha'of ma'akev kamifligan. So we'll say here, what's the machlok over here? The mitzvah chatas ha'of. So we'll say, okay, so let's talk about this for just a moment because it's actually quite interesting. The way chatas ha'of works is as follows. You actually mentioned this, I think, I don't know, yesterday, 2 days ago, 3.5 years ago. I'm not sure. One of those. All right. So we mentioned this. That, remember again, chatas ha'of is unique, number one, in that it doesn't have shechita, right? It has malika. That's number one. Number two, what else is unique? Chatas ha'of, generally, whenever you have shechita, what's after shechita? What's after shechita? Kabbalah. There is no Kabbalah by an oaf. We do not receive the blood of the oaf of a bird in a klisharis. Instead, what happens? The bird itself is shooken, right? Shaketed, right? It is shuckled, right? It is waved towards the Mizbeach, right? So there is no Kabbalah. There is no Kabbalah. Instead, the blood application is done from the body of the bird itself. After the blood applications occur, and we'll discuss what those blood applications are, then the residual blood in the bird is literally, you press the bird against the Mizbeach. That's the shirayim, and whatever blood is left in the bird, you know, is applied on the Mizbeach as well. That's called mitzui. That's called mitzui. So literally like a pressing of the rest of the bird to get the rest of the blood out. So we'll say, so essentially, what the pouring of shirayim blood is for regular karban, mitzui, right, this pressing of the rest of the blood, that's what you do by an oaf. It's the same idea. So Rabbi Gimaras Rapapa says, everyone agrees that shirayim is not ma'akev. Everyone agrees with that. So what's the machlokis over here? V'hacha, b'mitzui chatas ha'of ma'akev kamiflagimon. Here, kamiflagi, sorry. Here the machlokis ultimately is, after you shake the blood from the bird onto the Mizbeach, is the obligation to squeeze out the rest of the blood on the Mizbeach, or on the side of the Mizbeach. Is that ma'akev? Is that necessary or not? Mar sarah ma'akev. One says, yes, it is ma'akev, umar savar lo ma'akev. And one says, no, it's not ma'akev. So that's our machlokes, we'll say. That's our machlokes. So we'll say, so now what Rav Papa is suggesting is, and this is a very important piece over here, Rav Papa is suggesting is in this model, everyone is agreeing, shirayim is not ma'akev. So pouring out the residual blood on the base of the Mizbeach is a mitzvah, but if you didn't do it, your karban is still effective. What is the machlokes? The pressing out of the remainder blood in a bird offering onto the Mizbeach, is that ma'akev or not? That's a machlokes. That's a machlokes. So Tanya Chavasi did Rav Papa. We have a brisa. We have a brisa that supports Rav Papa. So here we go. So the Gemara says, "Es kol adam apar ishafech." So the pasuk says, "All right, this is benasana coin emin adam akaros v'zvach akitoras sonif ne Hashem ashava olamoid v'es kol dam hapar yishpoch al yisod mizbach haola." So we'll say. So remember again, this is talking about the par of the coin gadol, right? Rashi points out that we are par coin Mashiach, which remember again is done where? Is done where? Inside of the Ohel Moed. So this is a chatos pinimi that is done inside. And the pasuk says, when you finish all of your blood service inside, what should you do? Take the blood out, right? That's called dam hapar, the remaining blood. Yishboch al yisod mizbach ha'ola shepesach Ohel Moed. This is the pasuk that we spoke about yesterday. Take all of the remaining blood. Pour it out by the base. Which base? Which base? The base you encounter right when you walk out of the Ohel Moed, the base on the western side. Okay. So the Gemara says, Ma tamu lomar hapar. Why does it have to say hapar? Right? The par. Why doesn't it just say ultimately again par? Or just that's called dam par. Why hapar? Hapar is that hey idea, the definitive article. Why do I have that? Limeid al par yom kippurim shetaun matan damim liyisod. That even though, again, this pasuk is actually talking about par koin mashiach, we also learn from this pasuk about the par of yom kippur, that ultimately that also requires the pouring out of remnant blood on the base of the mizbeach. So again, even though the topic of this pasuk is par koin mashiach, the hapar says essentially any time a koin is offering up a par, including on Yom Kippur, there's an obligation to pour out the residual blood, the shirayim, on the base of the mizbeach. Divrei Rebbe. These are the words of Rebbe. On Rebbe Shmuel, Kal v'chomer. Rebbe Shmuel says the truth is, it's a kal from a kal v'chomer. What's the kal v'chomer? Here we go. Says the Gemara, Uma mi she'in nichnas damo lefneim chova ta'un yisod. So we'll say, if you have a karban where there is no obligation to bring the blood or to do any of the blood on the interior. Now, we'll say, now what does this mean? Take a look at Rashi. Now, what does this mean? Chova. It's the first wide line in Rashi. Rashi says, "Mishei nichnas damo lifnim chova, kigon par koin mashiach, she knisas damo lifnim eino chova kvua, shelo haya mitzvah lachto ulahavichata." So, you must remember again, when does a coin bring a par koin mashiach? This is where he delivered an erroneous ruling. Now, I will say, it's interesting. The Gemara says, this carbon is not obligatory. What does it mean it's not obligatory? It's a reactive carbon. In that what? If the coin makes a mistake, you bring the carbon. But you know, it's even better than bringing the carbon. Even better than bringing the carbon, don't make the mistake. So again, if you have par koin mashiach, which is quote unquote not obligatory, it's brought on the inside, but not obligatory, yet ta'un yisod, and it requires pouring out of the remnant blood on the base of the mizbeach, then mi shenichnas damo lefnim chova eino din shel ta'un yisod. Then certainly a karban, which you must bring, right, which is obligatory to bring it on the inside, which, what is that referring to? The par of Yom Kippur, which is an obligation, certainly requires pouring out of the remnant blood on the yisod. All right, interesting kal v'chomer. To which the words are Akiva, umami, Usabo says, that's Rebbe. That's Rebbe Shmuel. So Rebbe Shmuel makes his kal v'chomer. So the Gemara says, Rebbe Akiva says, Rebbe Akiva makes his own kal v'chomer. Umami, she'in damo nichnas lifnai v'lifnim, bein l'chova, bein l'mitzvah, ta'un yisod. So if blood, which doesn't enter into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, either for an obligation or for discretion. Now what is that referring to? That's referring to the par koin Mashiach. Par koin Mashiach, although, number one, it's not obligatory. Number two, it never enters into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Yet, it requires shirayim on the yisod. Mi shenichnas damo chova lifnai v'lifnim, eino din she'ta'un yisod. So certainly, again, blood or carbon, which does enter into the Kodesh HaKadoshim in an obligatory fashion, what is that referring to? Par of Yom Kippur, certainly requires the pouring out the remnant blood on the base of the Mizbeach. Beautiful Kal v'chomer. Incredible. So we'll say, so again, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, they're saying the same thing. The point over here is that they're saying, halacha l'maisa, I could have learned out the obligation for the par of Yom Kippur. Ultimately, again, from a Kal v'chomer, I didn't necessarily need the pasuk. I said, Marcy, yachol yakvenu. They will say, now, I might have thought that the pouring out of remnant blood on the base of the mizbeach is ma'akev, that you must have this in order for the carbon to be effective. Talmud Lomar, v'chilam v'chaper es ha-kodesh. The pasuk says, literally again, v'chilam v'chaper, what does this mean? Shalmu kol ha-kaparos kulan divrei Rabbi Yishmael, that ultimately anything you need for kapara occurs in the Kodesh, and anything else is nice, but not a necessity. So I've also remember again, the pouring out of the Shiraim blood doesn't occur in the Kodesh, it occurs outside, and therefore the Gemara understands that it's not Ma'akiv. You should have it, but if you didn't have it, ultimately, again, it does not compromise the effectiveness of the carbon. Incredible. So the Gemara says, Shalom kol kaparos kulam divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Kavachomer lepar koin Mashiach. So the Gemara says, Misar Nasir, we can make a kavachomer the par koin Mashiach from the Sira the Nasi. Me'ata, umam mishein nichnas damo lefnim lo chovo velo mitzvah ta'un yisod. If ultimately, again, a carbon, which is not obligatory. Now, let's remember again, we keep saying, when we say not obligatory, what does that mean? It means that halacha l'maisa, don't sin and you won't have the obligation. And yet, again, the halacha is, it requires remnant blood poured on the base. Mi shenichnas damo lifnim, bein l'chova, bein l'mitzvah, eino din she'ta'un yisod. Then certainly, again, a karban, which is obligatory, will require the pouring out of remnant blood ultimately on the Yisod. Yachol Yakvenu. So again, we're both saying, interestingly enough, so we're learning it from a Kav HaChomer, all of these different karbanic obligations to pour out remnant blood on the base of the Mizbeach. And now the Gemara always comes full circle. Yachol Yakvenu. You might have thought that this is ma'akev, and if you don't do it, the karban is compromised. Talmud Omar, Veskol Dam Hapar Yishboch. The Pasuk says, pour out the remnant blood of the par. This is the par kohen Mashiach, which is done. Chatas Pnimi. Torah says, now after you finish everything on the inside of the Kodesh, of the Olam Moed, take it out and pour out the remnant blood. Yigmar says, Nisko HaKasov La'aseh, Va'asau Shiyarei Mitzvah. So interesting enough, Rabbi said, the pouring out of the remnant blood on the Yisod is actually framed as a positive commandment, a mitzvah aseh. A mitzvah aseh. So because it is a mitzvah aseh, the Torah is removing it a little bit from like the rest of karbanic service to teach us that what? To teach us va'asoshir mitzvah lomar l'cha shirayim ein ma'akvin. And to teach us that ultimately, again, although there is an obligation to pour out remnant blood on the base of the Mizbeach, and that is true for all karbanos, whether it's a karban offered on the inside or on the outside, but halacha l'maisa, it's not ma'akev. It's not ma'akev. So I will say the same thing that Rav Papa said above, the Gemara is just reinforcing over here, that shirayim is a mitzvah, pouring out of the remnant blood on the Mizbeach is a mitzvah, but it is not ma'akev. Incredible. Okay, we'll say, good. Now we're going to pick up on another detail. It's really exciting. So Rabbi Shmuel, mitzui chatas of ma'akev. Now we'll say, remember again, let's go back for just a second. So let's go back to our bird offering, our bird carbon, right? Chatas of. So remember again, what do you do? Malika, flick off the head with the, right from the back with the thumbnail. Then literally shake the bird. That's the zrika. Shake the blood onto the Mizbeach. And then when you finish that, you press the bird against the Mizbeach and any remnant blood comes out. Not for the faint of hearts, right? Right? But ultimately, the remnant blood comes out. So Rabbi Shmuel says, does Rabbi Shmuel hold that mitzui chatas, the squeezing out of the remnant blood of the Mizbeach, is ma'akev? Does he hold that it's ma'akev? V'hatanya, v'hatanya, the Rabbi Shmuel, listen to this, v'nishar bidam yimotza. So the Pasuk says, literally again, v'hiza midam achatas, you know what's incredible? What's so incredible is just that the reality is when we learn these psukim in Chumash, let's say again, Shtei Mikra, we generally don't pay attention to any of the details of it. So it's fascinating how that you could come across psukim and you hear phrases that don't sound familiar, which is such a strange thing that a phrase from Chumash wouldn't sound familiar. But because generally when it comes, I think most of us, when it comes to just karbanos, again, when we're accessing this, Kriyas HaTorah, Shtei Mikra, we're generally not paying attention so much to the details. So sometimes even the phrases don't sound familiar. So the beauty of the Gemara is that we're getting acquainted with all of this. So the Pasuk says over here, V'hiza midam achatas al kir ha-mizbeach, V'hanishar badam yimotze al yisod ha-mizbeach, ha-mizbeach chatos hu, chatos hu. So we'll say so again. So the Pasuk says, V'hanishar badam, V'hanishar badam. So the Pasuk says, I'm sorry, I'm reading the wrong Pasuk. V'hanishar badam yimotze al yisod ha-mizbeach. So the Gemara says, V'hanishar badam yimotze, V'hanishar yimotze, anything left over in the bird. We'll say yimotze means is pressed, mitzvah means press, is pressed against the mizbeach, amud beis, v'she'eino nishar, lo yimotze. But ultimately, again, anything that's not left over is not pressed out. Now, what does that mean? Take a look at Rashi. V'she'eino nishar, Rashi says, kilomar, im yotze kol adam ba'aza, ein sarach mitzvah. So we'll say, let's say, for example, like this. Let's say you have a very vigorous killer. So what happens? When he's shaking the bird for the zrika, all of the blood comes out. And now it turns out that by the time he gets to the mitzui, which is the pressing out of the bird, ultimately, again, there's no blood left. So what happens there? What happens? So Gemara says, okay, no, there's no blood left. What does that show you? That mitzui is not ma'akev. Right? So I'll say, again, let me just take one step back over, just so we're crystal clear with the processes for a bird. First thing is, by a bird, there's no shechita, there's malika. Kohen holds the bird in his hand, right, with the neck facing the Kohen. Kohen inserts, we're going to see all of this, inserts his thumbnail into the back of the neck, slaughters the bird like that, flicks off the head. The head, we're going to see, is really still attached by the flap of skin, in the front, right? Then what happens is the Kohen shakes the bird towards the Mizbeach. That's the zrika. Then, after that's finished, again, where Zrika's done, we're going to see in just a little bit also. After that, the Kohen takes the bird, and presses it against the Mizbeach. That's essentially the Shirayim, the leftover blood. That's called Mitzui. So now, the Gemara said, Rabbi Shmuel said, that mitzui is ma'ake, which means if you don't do mitzui, your karban is ineffective. The Gemara now challenges that and says, is that true? The Pasuk says, vanishar badami matzah. The Pasuk says, whatever blood is left over, you should press onto the Mizbeach. What can we infer from that? If there's leftover blood, good. And if there's no leftover blood, good also. Which indicates to us that what? That mitzui, the pressing of the bird to get out the residual blood, is not ma'akev. It's not ma'akev, which would seem to contradict that which Rabbi Shmuel said before. Incredible. To which the Gemara says, no problem. Trei tanoi valib Rabbi Shmuel. There's two different opinions. Machlok Gesan about Rabbi Shmuel said. One opinion says Rabbi Shmuel holds that it is ma'akev. One says ultimately again that it's not. Good. Omar Roy Bar Chama. Hai Tana Savar Shirai Ma'akvi. So Rabbi Bar Chama says, the following Tana holds that Halacha L'maisa Shirayim ultimately again is Ma'akev. Disanya HaKohen HaMechate Osa. So again, I will say the possible term over here. It's HaKohen HaMechate Osa Yochlena B'makom Kadosh Te'achal B'chatzah O'al Moed. So again, I will say, this is a continuation. This is a continuation of the previous pasuk talking about chata sa'ov. So the pasuk says, ultimately, again, the koinu mechata osa shenitan dama lemala. So what is this referring to? This is referring to the bird whose blood application was done above. All right, so what are we talking about over here? Take a look at Rashi. Hamechata osa, Rashi says, hazorik es dama ubichlala dizos torah sachatas ksiv osa miutehi im mechate es dama kilcha so shechesavti lecha. So let's listen to this. So the pasuk says that the kohen mechate also. Now, mechate in this case means ultimately again sprinkling of the blood. So the kohen who does the sprinkling of the blood of the bird ultimately again is the one who's able to consume it. Look, go on a little bit. Actually, now Yen Rashi. The Gemara says so. Osa shenitin dama lemala. For the osa shenitin dama lemata. So what is this referring to? This is referring to the bird whose blood application is done above and not below. Okay, so let's talk about this just a moment. We've mentioned this before in passing. I don't need the picture today. Right, the Mizbeach ultimately again had a red line that went across it. That red line is called the Chut HaSikra. We're going to talk about that more in coming days. So the halacha was certain karbonos required blood applications above the red line, certain required it below the red line. A Chat HaSa'ov required a blood application above the red line. So that's what Rashi is pointing out of here. HaMechate Osa, Rashi says, Dahainu lemalo hu dahavi chitui b'ne'achalas ilo lo. If the blood application is done above the red line, then ultimately, again, the karbon is consumable by the Kohen. Below the red line, it won't be. The Gemara says once more, Osa Shanita and Dama Lamala, Vasavele Aman 52B, Nun base on the base, four lines down. Osa Nishanita and Dama Lamala, Velo Osa Shanita and Dama Lamata. So the Gemara says, Amrit, Vichime Ayim Basa. So where are you advancing this argument from? So watch this. Michlal Shanemar Vidam Zivachecha. Yishpoch al mizbach, right? Because the pasuk says, "V'dam zivachecha." Yishafech al mizbach Hashem alakecha. So you will take the blood of your karbonos and you shall pour it on the mizbeach. Lamanu, what does this mean? Lamanu l'nitanin b'matan arba. This teaches us ultimately again that any karbon that has four blood applications. What's an example of a karbon that has four blood applications? Good example of this: a chatas, right? Chatas achitzon. Even right, ideally you're supposed to do blood applications. Just be on the four corners. This is what we just mentioned before. Let's see a typical chatos, which is offered up on the outer mizbeach. So what's the halacha? Ultimately, again, it should have four blood applications. But if you only did one halacha lemaisa, again mechaper yochal af hanitanim lemala shenasta lemata keeper. So we'll say now, listen to this. You might have thought like this. The same way that when you have a carbon that requires four blood applications, it's talking about, again, a carbon done on the outside. A carbon that requires four blood applications, if you just did one, ultimately you're Yotze. That's the halacha. We mentioned that before. So I would have thought the same halacha applies ultimately again to a bird offering or to any carbon, for example, again, where there are specific obligations about blood applications above the red line or below the red line. I would have thought, Yachal afani tan lemala shenasal lemata kiper, that if you have a carbon where the blood application is supposed to go above, but instead you go and you put it below the red line, I might have thought that you could be mechaper as well. And I must say, you hear the logic? The same way that when a carbon requires, let's say, four blood applications, like anytime you're doing it on the Adam Mizbeach, and you only did one, it's mechaper. I might have thought the same halacha applies again. If you're supposed to apply the blood above the red line, and you do it below the red line, it should be mechaper also. Vidinu. Limar says, Kavachomer, ne'emru damim lamala ve'emru damim lamata. It says, damim lamala and damim lamata. What does this mean? Look at Rashi. Ne'emru damim lamata, Rashi says, michuta sik, right? So it talks about blood applications above the red line, blood applications below the red line. So the Gemara says, mad damim ha'mur lamaton, shinitnu lamalon lo kiper. So therefore, again, I will say, what's that, loch? The same way that if a blood is supposed to be applied below the red line, and you did it above, it does not work. The blood application is ineffective. Af damim ha'amur in the malo. So too any blood applications are supposed to be done above the red line. Like for example, the chatas ha'of. In nasan lamata, if you did it below the red line, lo kiper. Ultimately, again, it's not mechaper. Not mechaper, to which the Gemara says, well, one second, lo. Im amrit b'tachtonim, shenitnan b'nesina, maybe not. Maybe you can't compare it. Why are both saying? If blood is supposed to be below the red line, halacha lemaisa, it's not shayach above the red line, right? It has no shayach above the red line because that carbonic blood is never coming above the red line. But watch this. Tomar, we'll say first white line. Tomar be'al yonim shenasna lamata. But if you have blood that's supposed to be above the red line and you apply it below, shiyesh mehen karav lamata. Perhaps that should be b'di'eved kasher. Rabbi said, why should that be b'di'eved kasher? Because any blood that is being applied above the red line ultimately is going to come below at some point. When will it come below at some point? Let's see. First of all, it could trickle down, but even more than that, there's blood applications on the yisod. Right? There's blood applications on the bottom part of the mizbeach. So even a carbon that has a mandated blood sprinkling above the red line has sheikhas, has connection below the red line. But you hear that interesting distinction? So if you have a carbon whose mandated blood applications are below the red line, it's not shaykh at all to above. There's never going to be a sprinkling above. But any carbon that has a sprinkling above still has a shaykhas ultimately again to below, because often there's some form of din of shirayim, which is always applied on the bottom part of the mizbeach. Incredible. So the Gemara says, so the truth is blood, right? The blood service ultimately, again, from karbanos offered up on the inside, ultimately, again, will prove this point. Why? Because ultimately, again, so here's a perfect example. Let's say chatas pnimi. So the karban is offered up inside of the Beis HaMikdash. The blood applications are done inside of the Beis HaMikdash. But even with the chatas pnimi, there is always an outside service as well. What's the outside service? Shirayim. Right? Remember again, even when you have a chatas pnimi, ultimately, you're always taking the residual leftover blood and pouring out by the Mizbeach HaChitzon. So we'll say, so now you have a carbon panimi that has a chutz component, an outdoor component. Yet, what's talacha? Tama panimi yochichu. Sheesh ben karab b'chutz. There is some element of it that occurs on the outside, i.e. the shirayim poured out on the yisod. Yet, if you initially did the blood applications outside, the carbon is not effective. So the Gemara says, so what do you see from this? Even if the carbon has a shaychus to some element of sacrificial service, if you do it out of order, it doesn't work. Right? So here's a perfect example. Chatas pnimi has shaychus, has connection to avodah b'chutz, to avodah outside, either pouring out of shirayim. Yet, if you mess up the order and you do the blood applications outside first, you have compromised the carbon. To which the Gemara says, "Lo, im amrit b'dam ha'pnimim, she'ein mizbeach ha'pnimim marakan." So I'll say, no, but say it's a little bit different. Why? Because when it comes to the inner chatos, ultimately, again, the mizbeach ha'pnimi does not fully affect the service. does not complete. And we'll see what that means in just a moment. Tomar be'oyonim shen kronos morakos osan. Ultimately, again, with let's say, going back to the chata sa'uf, when the blood is applied on top, ultimately, again, that blood application takes care of everything. To which the Gemara says, therefore, in nasnan lamata ksherim, if haloch lamaisi, you ended up placing it below the red line, it should technically be kosher. Talmud lomar, therefore, the pasuk says, osa shenitin daman lamala, velo shenitin daman lamata. This is why, coming full circle, the Torah uses the Lashon ultimately again, osa. Osa teaches me that the application of the blood applications of the Chata Sa'uf are very specific. And again, halacha lemaisa, the blood application must take place above the Chota Sikra, above the red line. And if it occurs below the red line, ultimately the carbon is going to be rendered ineffective. Incredible. So the Gemara says, "My she'ein mizbeach ani maraka." So it says, first of all, let's go back, because the Gemara seizes upon a very interesting phrase. The Gemara says that when you offer up a chatas hapnimi, so ultimately, again, the avoda done on the interior mizbeach, mimarakan means like atone or complete. So somehow that service on the inner mizbeach doesn't complete the karbanic rite. What does that mean? So the Gemara says, "My she'ein mizbeach hapnimi marakan lav elu shirayim." Oh, this must refer to what? The Shirayim. And what must it be saying? That even after you do all of the blood applications on the inside, the carbonic service is not complete until when? Until you pour the Shirayim on the base of the Aron Mizbeach. Now, by the way, the reason why that's an incredibly problematic statement for us is why? Because what would that tell you? That Shirayim is Ma'akev. Right, that you need Shirayim for the carbonic service, but yet pretty much we just got finished saying that Shirayim is a mitzvah, but you need not have it to affect carbonic effectiveness. Rav is, that's the case. So if Shirayim from an inner carbon, achatas pnimi, ultimately result in an outer obligation of Shirayim on the base, and yet, asan betrila chutz lo kiper, if you went ahead and you did the initial blood applications of achatas panimi outside, the carbon is not affected. So we'll say, just follow this logic. If it's true that Shirayim are ma'akev, then you can make the following kavachomer. If for achatas panimi, which has an obligation of outdoor shirayim, yet, if you did the initial blood applications on the outside, the carbon is ineffective, then all the more so, hanitana lamala, when it comes to a bird offering, where the initial blood, the blood application has to be done above the red line, hanitana lamala, she'ein sofan chova lamata, where there is never an obligation to put blood below the red line, va'asan betchil lamata, if you are to do the initial blood applications below the red line, Ein odin shelo kiper. Certainly, again, it would not affect kapara. That's our kavachomer. Ella, Rabbi Gemara says, Ella in mizbeach apni marakan bilvad, Ella parochas. No. What it means is like this: that for certain karbanos offered up on the inside, the good example of this would be, let's say, parav yom kippur, sirav yom kippur, where halacha lemaisa, even if you do blood applications ultimately again on the inner mizbeach, it's not complete. What does it mean the inner mizbeach does not complete effectiveness? It means there's still another set of blood applications. Where is that? In the direction ultimately again of the parochas, of the curtain. That's what it means when it says that the inner chatos does not, that the inner mizbeach does not fully affect kapara. Incredible. Tarabanon. So the Gemara goes weiter. So we actually saw this drasha before. So the pasuk says v'chila mechaper es hakodesh. So the rest of the pasuk says v'chila mechaper es hakodesh ves olam oyv ves hamizbeach ve'ktir es haseir achai. This is parshas Achilos. This is by the avoda of Yom Kippur. So right. So the Gemara is going to seize on this phrase v'chila mechaper. They both say the way it literally translates is v'chila means to complete. But something is completed, mechaper, it atones. So the Gemara Dash, listen to this. We've actually seen this before. Mechila mechaper, im kila, right? I'm sorry. Im kiper kala. If you have affected atonement, right? If atonement has been achieved, then ultimately, again, you're done. Vim lo kiper, but if atonement has not been achieved, lo kala, then ultimately, again, the service is not done. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. These are the words of Rabbi Akiva. Varmala Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda said like this. Varmala Rabbi Huda. Vipnei malo ne'emar im kila kiper. Im lo kila lo kiper. So why not just say that? Why doesn't the pasuk just say that? If you complete the service, right, ultimately, again, then kapara has been effected. In other words, Rabbi Akiva is saying like this. Right? Ultimately, again, if kapara is achieved, then the service is done. If kapara is not achieved, then the service is not done. So ultimately, again, Rabbi Huda says, Rabbi Akiva said, why doesn't the pasuk just say that? To which the Gemara says, Shem chisa achas mikalamatanos lo asaklum. Because the pasuk is coming to highlight to us, ultimately, that if you left out any of the blood applications, ultimately, again, then the service is rendered ineffective. Rendered ineffective. Now, both say, now I want to point out, they're essentially saying the same exact thing, right? In other words, when what does Rabbi Akiva come to say? That if you've achieved kapara, you're finished. If you haven't achieved kapara, you're not finished. It's another way of saying, when it comes to achata sapnimi, all of the blood applications are needed. And if you omit any one of them, then ultimately, again, the karban is ineffective. That's what Rabbi Akiva is coming to say. That, he just phrases it as, if you effect atonement, i.e. you did all of the blood applications, you're done. And if you didn't effect atonement, i.e. you did not do all of the blood applications, you're not done. Ultimately, again, Rabbi Huda comes along and says, you're right, what is coming to teach me? That if you left out any of the blood applications, the schatas pnimi, ultimately your karban is ineffective. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Huda seem to be saying the same exact thing. My ben, what's the practical difference? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, chat amar, mashmoz darshan iku benayo. So ultimately, again, one opinion says that really, the machlokes is just about how to interpret the pasuk. Right, it's really just an interpretational machlok, yes? The chad amar no, shirayim ma'akvin ika benayu. Oh, the other opinion says no. The machlok is Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Huda is actually a more fundamental machlok, which is shirayim. Shirayim. Is the pouring out of remnant blood on the base of the exterior mizbech, is that ma'akiv or not? And I both say, take a quick look at Rashi. Rashi, he says, Shirayim ma'akvi ika benayu. It's in the wide lines, about 2, 4, 6, 8, about 8 lines into the wide lines, end of the 8th line there. Shirayim ma'akvi ika benayu. Rashi says, Rabbi Akiva, lo ma'akvi, v'achi kamar, im kiper mash amar be'inyin kila, dechsiv chuka. So also Rabbi Akiva, ultimately again, we'll say like this, Rabbi Akiva, old shirayim are not ma'akev. And that's what Rabbi Akiva says, v'chila ma'chaper, which means as long as you've done what is mandated upon you inside of the base of Mikdash, i.e. the blood applications on the inside of the base of Mikdash, you're good to go. You have a mitzvah to pour out residual blood, but if you did not do it, ultimately, again, it's not ma'akev. And Rabbi Huda comes along, and Rabbi Huda says, no, everything that is part of the karbanic process is ma'akev, including what? Including shirayim pouring out of the residual blood on the base of the mizbeach. So this is the machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Huda. To which the Gemara says, testayim, to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, da amar shirayim ma'akvi. So it would appear to be that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is also of the opinion that the pouring out of shirayim ultimately again is ma'akev. Why? Where do we see this? The Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says like this, the divrei ha'omer shirayim ma'akvin, according to the opinion that says that shirayim are ma'akev, which means Rabbi Yeshua again, that the pouring out of the leftover blood by the base of the mizbeach is an indispensable part of karbanic service. Listen to this. Maybe par echad umaschil betchila bifnim. Ultimately, again, we bring another par and we begin again. What is it talking about? Take a look at Rashi again. The divrei ha'omer shirayim ma'akvin is very interesting. Rashi says, imgamer matanos kulon v'nishpach adam. So let's say like this, right? You're offering up a chatas pnimi, or part of Yom Kippur. And what happens? The Kohen did all of the blood applications, and then the rest of the blood spilled out. He dropped the blood, he dropped the bowl, the blood spilled. Maybe par acher umaschil behechal kedishilo shirayim. It's pretty wild. So imagine the following case. It's Yom Kippur. The Kohen did all of the blood applications for the inner par. Right, for the power of Kohen Gadol, for the power of Yom Kippur. Then what happens? So what he's left with is the shirayim, the leftover blood. He drops the utensil, the blood spills all over the place. So Rabbi Shimon Levi says, what should you do? Halacha l'maisa, you bring another power and you shecht it and you collect the blood. This way you have shirayim blood to now pour out on the mizbeach. Right? All of the blood applications have been done. But Rabbi Shimon Levi says, you need to shecht another animal so that you have shirayim blood. Rashi says, da'afa gav darminan garma tanos min bifneim v'nishpach adam mevi par achar v'yaskil beparochas garma tanos shal parochas. So again, point over here is not going through a process. What do you see from here? That according to Rav Shimon Levi, Shiraim is Ma'akiv. Right? Shiraim are Ma'akvim. Because remember, again, in this case, most of this is pretty dramatic. Here, you finished all of the blood applications on the inside. The only thing you haven't done, bless you, the only thing you haven't done, ultimately, again, is the pouring out of Shiraim. Yet Rav Shimon Levi says, Shecht, another par, in order to get blood to be able to pour out Shiraim on the base of the Mizbeach. That's wild. So the Gemara says, Rav Shimon Levi, one more time, Divrei Omer Shiraim Ma'akvin, according to the opinion that says that Shiraim are Ma'akev, if the Kohen spilled the leftover blood, after all the blood applications have been done on the interior of the base of Mizbeach, what does he do? Maybe par achar, he brings another par, shechts it, and ultimately, again, does this. Now, again, you don't actually have to repeat the service again, but the idea, because the service has been done, but the idea is now you use this new blood for Shiraim. Atu Rabbi Yochanan Leslei Hasvara. Does Rabbi Yochanan ultimately, again, not hold to the following Svara? But Rabbi Yochanan Tana Rabbi Nechemya Kedivra Omer Shiraim Me'akvim. He holds ultimately, again, Rabbi Nechemya holds, like the opinion that says that Shiraim are ma'akev, ela kedivrei omer velo lahani tanoi. Rather, again, we'll say ultimately, again, there is this opinion that holds that Shiraim are ma'akev, but it's not necessarily subscribed to by the following tanoim. Hachinami kedivrei omer velo velav lahani tanoi. So the idea ultimately is, we'll say that what? There is this opinion that Shiraim are Ma'akev, but ultimately, again, it is not held by this particular Tana. So therefore, I will say, it turns out that the Gemara says that there is a fundamental machlokes. Do we say Shiraim Ma'akvim or not? Right? So let's go back to what everybody agrees with. What does everybody agree with? There is a mitzvah of Shiraim. Everybody agrees with. What does the mitzvah of Shiraim apply to? What does it apply to? Everything. Right? Whether, again, I take that back. All animal sacrifices, right? Leaving aside chatas ha'of, so all animal sacrifices is a mitzvah of shiraim. So whether, again, it's offered up on the inside, the outside, there is a mitzvah to take residual blood and ultimately pour it out by the base of the mizbeach. That is, a bird offering is going to be different, doesn't have classic shiraim. What does a bird offering have? Mitzui. Right, so again, the sprinkling is done from the bird itself, but then after you do the zrika, ultimately again, you squeeze the body of the bird against the mizbeach, and the residual blood comes out. Halacha l'maisa, is the mitzvah of shirayim ma'akev or not? That's our machlokes. So clearly, again, we see opinions go both ways. But halacha l'maisa, I kind of told you this earlier in the shir, the Rambam paskins that shirayim are not ma'akev. It is a mitzvah to do shirayim. But halacha l'maisa, if you didn't do it, either you didn't do it because, let's say, in the case that we just mentioned, after you did all the blood applications, the rest of the blood, you know, spilled on the floor, you don't have anything else, or for that matter, again, you just omitted doing it, the carbon is not compromised, it is a mitzvah, but not ma'akev. So one should pour out shirayim on the western base of the mizbeach, but failure to do so does not compromise the effectiveness of the carbon. Now, by a bird, right, the question is, by bird, does mitzvah, if you didn't squeeze out the residual blood, does that compromise the carbon? That's coming attractions. That we'll see in Meretz Hashem. We haven't gotten to that. So yet, Rabosai, Shkoyach, tremendous. Very, very, very exciting tomorrow. We have two Mishnayos in tomorrow's daf. It's going to be ridiculously amazing. Shkoyach, everyone, the journey continues. Great job. Shkoyach. All right, Chabad on Zoom. This is like a record-breaking crowd today on Zoom. What's going on? They're giving out free stuff? No, this is not a trip Chabad. And I think, by the way, there might be more Eretz Yisrael Chabad on the Zoom, which is a tremendous, tremendous success. Tremendous success. All right, we won't count it. We'll just go with it. All right, let's have a wonderful day. See everyone tomorrow. Shkayach, everyone.
Quick question. We were talking about him spilling the blood, the Kohen at the end. He shechted the part, and then he lost the blood. Didn't make it to the
correct.
But before we had talked about gathering blood, I didn't even bring it up. As